You're going to sit in every river, lake and stream known to man. Is that so?
Yeah, that's the hope.
That's the gist.
Yeah, how much we're going to kind of actually sit in some of them, I'm not too sure. Some of them aren't the nicest of places, but we're either going to sit in them. Some of them are really nice and we're going to have a bit of a wild swim in them. Some of them it's going to be more a case of just dipping our toe in them. But yeah, hopefully in every river and stream across Norfolk.
And you start in Hunstanton very soon. How did this idea come about?
So a couple of the people who are helping organise this, on a wild swim over in Cambridge a while back, and kind of got the bug and came back and started looking at various places you can do it in Norfolk. And then as things do, it snowballed into, is there a way of doing it all? And then the idea of kind of doing something for Little Lifts came about.
And Little Lifts is a charity which works out, in fact, of the QE Hospital, amongst others. Can you tell us a bit about what they do and why you've chosen them?
Yeah, so they're a Norfolk-based charity, so local. What they do is provide kind of welfare boxes for people who are having chemotherapy or radiotherapy for breast cancer. And the kind of welfare boxes that have got some of it are just like little treats and stuff like herbal tea and lotions and things like that. But there's also puzzle books, heat packs, kind of just things like that. And also do a bit of kind of almost emotional and welfare support. I know there's a lot of people who use it just feel that kind of support from other people who are going through the same thing as them. And kind of just have that, and it's fantastic the work that they do.
And why is this charity important to you?
Yeah, so John, who is one of the organisers, his partner sadly passed away last year from secondary breast cancer. And Becky was a kind of strong supporter of Little Lifts and good friends with the kind of people who run the charity, and thought it would just be a kind of nice way of kind of remembering her.
It all starts end of June for 4 days. Yeah. How's training and preparation going?
It's not going too bad so far. So we've been kind of going around and having a look at where it'll be suitable to try and get in rivers, because, you know, we need to be careful about where we're going, not kind of damage anything. And getting a few miles into the legs on the bikes. Some people are kind of used to it and have done large distances before, and some people like myself haven't, so having to kind of slowly work up to it. We've also got people who are walking part of the route, and so they're getting used to that, and someone else who's going to be running for 24 hours of it, and so he's getting plenty of practicing as well. So yeah, the prep's going well so far.
Well, you can find these guys, Sit in a Stream is what you need to search for on Facebook. No doubt you can learn more about it. Can people help you do this? Can they donate money? How does it work?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And like you said, just under Sit in a Stream. There's links on there to our sponsorship page. So if anyone's kind enough to want to spare a few pennies for us, they can get onto it through there. Or people are welcome if they want to join us for any part of it. They're more than welcome. Just drop a message. And yeah, we're going Burnham Overy, King's Lynn, Oxborough, Hunstanton, Castleacre. There's quite a few places kind of over in your neck of the woods. And more than welcome to join us for any bit of that.
Well, I hope it goes tremendously well. And will you keep us updated of where you're heading when you get underway?
Yeah, certainly will. Thank you.